A pleasant evening to you all. We're so thankful that we have this time to study the Word of God. We're thankful for the O'Neill congregation, and we long for the day that we can be back together and assembled as the people of God. We want you to know we're thinking about you and praying for you, and if there's any need you may have, we'd be glad to assist you in any way. If you need to be baptized or you need to talk about any spiritual matters, if you'd call Brother Guy, myself, or one of the elders, we'd be glad to assist you in any way that we can. If you have your Bible, if you'll turn to the book of Mark in the first chapter, I want to begin reading with you at about verse 40, and we'll read through about verse 45. The Gospel of Mark and the first chapter, beginning at about verse 40. Now a leper came to him, imploring him, kneeling down to him, and saying to him, "If you are willing, you can make me clean." Then Jesus, moved with compassion, stretched out his hand and touched him and said to him, "I am willing, be cleansed." And as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy left him and he was cleansed. And he strictly warned him and sent him away at once and said to him, "See that you say nothing to anyone, but go your way, show yourself to the priest, and offer for your cleansing those things which Moses commanded as a testimony to them." However, he went out and began to proclaim it freely and to spread the matter so that Jesus could no longer openly enter the city, but was outside in deserted places, and they came to him from every direction. You know, I wonder at times if I have the right view of my God, the one that I believe in. Because sometimes when I read my Bible, I think about how great God is. That God is so holy that He cannot look upon evil or condone any such acts. And you can read from your Bible from the book of Genesis to the Revelation letter, and you'll find He is called holy. And I think we often get the picture that God is so holy that no one can touch Him, or that He would not touch any one of us. However, when we look at the life of Jesus, there's one thing that we can identify, and that He was approachable. If you take your Bible and note, at this time, a leper comes to Jesus. And I thought about that statement where He came to the Son of the living God. I thought about how in our life we may feel God cannot be touched, and He would not touch us. But the truth of the matter is, God touches the untouchables. In John 14, you remember that Jesus said, "If you've seen me, you've seen the Father." And when you see Jesus, you see that He touched people. Let's go back and look at that leper for just a moment. And notice that leprosy was a very dreadful disease. It was a terrible disease at that particular time. When you go back and look in the book of Leviticus and the 13th chapter, you recall that there were certain laws under the Old Covenant that dealt with leprosy. In Leviticus chapter 13, look if you will at verse 1. "And the Lord spake to Moses and Aaron, saying, When a man has on the skin of his body a swelling, a scab, or a bright spot, and it becomes on the skin of his body like a leprous sore, then he shall be brought to Aaron the priest, or to one of his sons the priest, and the priest shall examine the sore on the skin of the body, and if the hair on the sore has turned white, and the sore appears to be deeper than the skin of his body, it is a leprous sore, then the priest shall examine him and pronounce him unclean." Then to save some time, notice if you will, down in verses 44 and 46. In verses 44 through verse 46, he says, "If he is a leprous man, he is unclean. The priest shall surely pronounce him unclean. His sore is on his head. Now the leper on whom the sore is, his clothes shall be torn and his head bare, and he shall cover his mustache and cry, 'Unclean, unclean.' He shall be clean all the days he has the sore. He shall be unclean. He is unclean and shall dwell alone. His dwelling shall be outside the camp." Now notice that statement. He would be pronounced unclean. Then notice in verses 44 through 46, he had to dwell outside the camp. He couldn't dwell with his family. He couldn't dwell with the people he loved. He had to be alone, the Bible said. Can you imagine the feeling in the heart of an individual to get the fact that they have the disease of leprosy? To hear that they would have to live outside the camp, live alone, and be without their family and loved ones, and when anyone approached, cry out, unclean, unclean. Can you imagine the feeling in the heart of a person that no one could touch? He could not show affection to his family. He couldn't hug his children. But the rule of the day was don't touch. It was isolation. But that brings up something else. In the book of Mark and the first chapter, notice that the leper came to Jesus and he makes a statement. He makes the statement, if you are willing, you can make me clean in verse 40. Now notice the leper does not reach forth and touch Jesus, but the leper believed that Jesus could make him clean. Now you remember the woman who reached out and touched the Lord in the book of Matthew in the 9th chapter, but not this leper. This leper looked at Jesus and he said, if you are willing, you could make me clean. Now that's a very powerful statement. That is a statement of faith. Now keep in mind that Jesus was approachable. That here is the Son of God, and this man who had to cry out unclean yelled at Jesus and let Jesus know that he had faith that Jesus could make him clean. Now the leper knew this. He could not approach others, but he felt that he could approach Jesus. But that brings up something else in our study. Have you ever noticed that God touches the untouchables? When you read the life of Jesus, you see where many were cleansed and made whole, even though others would not touch them. You remember in the book of John, in the 4th chapter, Jesus is passing through Samaria, and the Samaritans and the Jews did not have much to do with one another. There was a lot of individuals at that time that had a prejudice against the Samaritans. But Jesus went to that area of Samaria, and Jesus talked to the Samaritan woman. Now, most Jews would not have done that in that day and time. But Jesus touched the untouchable. He approached the unapproachable. But then if you take your Bible, you can find in the book of John and the 9th chapter, he was approachable to a man who'd been born blind. That Jesus looked at that man, and he saw the man had a need, and Jesus made himself accessible to that man. I am impressed that God was able to touch the untouchable. That God touches those that others try to avoid. But that brings up something else in our study. In the book of Mark and the first chapter, notice that Jesus reaches out and touches the man. I've often wondered how long it had been since anyone had touched the individual. But Jesus is moved with compassion in verse 41, stretched out his hand and touched him. And Jesus said, I am willing, be cleansed. Can you imagine the feeling in the heart of that man when Jesus stretched forth his hand and touched him? And I want you to take note that Jesus could touch the man with the disease and not become infected. That Jesus was not contaminated with the disease. I want us to think about the fact that Jesus is able to touch the untouchable. I want to take that. I want to make application in the lessons years. You know, in our time of isolation, we sit around today and we feel sorry for ourselves, I'm sure, many times. And I know it's tough. But have you ever thought about being a leper, living alone, or maybe with a colony of other lepers, having a disease where your body is starting to rot and you didn't even know it? You couldn't feel the pain, but before long, you'd look down and your arm would be missing or some limb would start to fall off because of that disease. And I want you to think about at that time what it must have been like to have been unclean, to have been isolated, to have been away from your loved ones. But I want you to think about something else. I want you to think about the fact that today, there are people that need to be touched. We have so many young people who need somebody to reach out to them, that need to tell them how much we love and appreciate them, and to encourage them. Sometimes we browbeat our young people, and I tell you, I think we need to encourage them. We have some fine young people in our day and time. I hear so often how bad this generation is, and yet there you'll find there are fine young people who are growing up dedicated to the cause of Christ. And we may not need to, at this time as we practice social distancing, I'll tell you what we need to do is still reach out and touch them with words of encouragement. Call them and let them know how much we appreciate them. One of the young men here, Brother Jake Collins, had posted on Facebook just recently about being right with God and in this time of being isolated, about studying the Word of God. And I'll tell you, that touched my heart. To find a young man who is trying to get others to draw near to God and telling them what they need to do in order to be right with God. But that brings up something else. There are people who are sick with spiritual disease that we need to reach out and try to contact. We need to try to bring them back to the Lord. We need to try to bring them back in fellowship with God. You know, there are some who are down and out, and many times we don't reach out. Sometimes we'll look at someone who's addicted to alcohol or drugs or some other problem, and we'll say, oh, they'll never be converted, and we do not have enough compassion to reach out and try to touch their life with the Word of God. I've often wondered, if we look at somebody and we look down with disdain and we do not realize that somebody somewhere was willing to touch our life with the truth, and we need to do the same. No matter the sin, no matter the problem, no matter how far they are from God, we need to reach out with the Word and try to touch the untouchable. Oh, you know, sometimes I've heard some people say, well, what about somebody who's contracted the disease of AIDS because they were homosexual? Yes, they committed a sin. Yes, they were wrong. But you know they can make their life right if somebody would just reach out and tell them what they need to do in order to be saved. But older people need to be touched. They need the touch of compassion and love. There are some in nursing homes who just need someone to touch them. Now, in this time of confinement, we're not able to go and see them. But I'll tell you, my friend, we can call them, we can encourage them, and we can do whatever we can to pray for them and then do those things that will touch them while they are in isolation. But I'll tell you, there's another thing. I need to ask the question, am I approachable? The Pharisees lived such a life that people would be afraid to contact them. And notice in your Bible, in the book of Luke, in the 20th chapter, that Jesus makes a statement. In Luke chapter 20, look if you will at about verse 46. And notice that Jesus said, "Beware of the scribes who desired to go around in long robes, love greetings in the marketplaces, the best seats in the synagogues, and the best places at feasts, who devour widows' houses, and for a pretense make long prayers. These will receive greater condemnation." He said, beware of such. Why? Because they were hindering growth. And they weren't approachable. They were walking around with a holier-than-thou attitude, acting like they were better than others, and Jesus condemned them. I'll tell you something, my friend. Every one of us need to understand we need the mercy and grace of God. And we need to be approachable. Can someone approach you with their problem, or would they be afraid of you because of the way we've acted? But that brings up something else. You know, we can touch and not be infected. I think many times we leave the impression sin is contagious. Now, I remember what Paul said in 1 Corinthians 15:33, where he said that evil companions corrupt good morals, and that's true. But we're not to isolate our spiritual life to just a building. Now, while we are facing this current pandemic and we're in isolation, I understand we can't just go out and do what we normally would want to do with teaching the lost, but I'll tell you what we need to do. We can open up our Bible and study the Word of God. We can lift up our phone and let others know we're concerned about them. When was the last time we let somebody know we're concerned about their soul? But then I want you to think about something else. God wants to touch you. He wants to touch you in the act of baptism. He wants you to put away your life of sin and become His child. He wants you to come in contact with the blood of His Son. In Revelation 1:5, the Bible says, "These are those who are washed in the blood of the Lamb." In Romans 6, it talks about that as many of us that were baptized into His death. And we've been raised to walk in newness of life. Remember, if you're a child of God, God has touched your life. And what we need to do is be people who are willing to touch the untouchables. Never get in your mind that there's someone so far away that they would never obey the gospel. Who would have ever thought Saul of Tarsus would become a Christian? Who would have ever thought some of the people in our day and time who may have been addicted to drugs, who may have been in prison for even murder, would repent of their sin and make their life right? I'm grateful that somebody was willing to talk to you about the gospel. I hope and pray we're willing to talk to others. And that we look at somebody, we are approachable, and that we take the Word of God to them. Because we want to be like our Savior. God touches the untouchable. Let's finish with a prayer. Almighty God and Father, You're so good to us, and You've reached out and touched us even when we were in the filth of sin, and You have allowed us to become Your children through obedience to Your Word and the blood that Your Son shed on Calvary's cross. Help us every day, Father, to be more like Him, to be concerned about the lost. Help us to be approachable, that people would feel comfortable talking to us, and that we would be willing to give them the sound word that You have given us through the Holy Writ. Help us each day, Father, to walk in the footsteps of Jesus, and may we lay hold of that nail-scarred hand, and He lead us home. Thank You for touching us. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.